Rocky Mountain Business Forum presents Biz Insights, brief and engaging stories about business owners that inform and inspire.
In this episode, John Hokama of American Business Advisors contrasts two clients that he has worked with during his career in my discussion with him about purpose and vision.
Let me tell you a tale of two companies. One company we worked with a number of years ago didn't have a clear purpose, so we thought it would be a good idea to help them discover what their vision and mission for their company was. So we asked them, point blank, what is the purpose of your company? And the partner said, to make money. And we probed a bit and asked, what result do you want for your clients? Their response was, as long as it's profitable, there's nothing really in particular we're looking for. Then we probed a bit further and asked, in order to have a profitable company, you really need great employees. So perhaps some part of your mission would involve a benefit that you want to see your employees experience. And they again said, as long as the employees are helping us to make a good profit, that's all we need. Well, needless to say, it was difficult to work with this particular client, and we parted ways before long, and in fact, they were out of business in a couple years. In contrast, let me give you the tale of a different company and a different owner. So this owner originally came to us feeling totally overwhelmed, as small, medium business owners often are, and he was so tired in his business, he was ready to quit. But we said, tell us a bit about the picture of the life and the business you want. And he really had a clear picture. He knew that he wanted a business where he could be leading people and managing by walking around and not having to do every single role in the company. He also knew that he wanted to free up time to be involved in the kind of ministry work that he was involved in before. And so he very devotedly focused on putting into place processes to help his employees be better trained and run more and more of the business, and got the business to a really good place. But then, as often happens in small businesses, reversals happened that were beyond his control. He had an employee that moved out of town, and another key employee quit. And so he was without these two key employees for a while, and suddenly he was not only doing all of the jobs again, but they had recently taken on a very large and expensive project that was losing them money. So instead, what he did is he doubled down and worked hard to find those two key employees, and is in the process of turning things back around to where they were before he lost them. The difference between these two companies, of course, is one of them didn't have any other purpose other than making money. The other one said, I really want to have my life back. I want to lead my people, certainly want to create a great product, and even more importantly, get back to the things that I know give me a lot of joy. Huge difference.
Advisors can help business owners who have a clear idea of how they can benefit their customers, their employees, and their communities. John Hokama also illustrated that advisors seek purpose and vision in how they help businesses and which ones fit with their business ethos. Connect with John on our Strategic Partners page, and don't forget to subscribe to our e-letter. This is Chris Blair, hoping you experience the next great Rocky Mountain business story.
Thank you for listening to Rocky Mountain Business Forum Biz Insights. Please visit our sponsor at blairfinancialplanning.com. Also sponsored by Simply Design, your SEO and website solution at simplydesigninc.com. MileagePooks.com, driving taxes lower since 1991.